Lord, tonight we come. We ask you that you bless us and that you give us the beautiful gift of faith. Pour into us living grace, the grace that strengthens us, the grace that purifies us. And help us, Lord, to see more than just bread. Help us, Lord, to see you and to be loved by you. There's more to this bread than just bread, your presence. And there's more to us than our shell, but our soul. Lord Jesus, pour out on us the gift of grace and healing. And I ask you, Lord, to lay your healing hand upon the head of each of these women now. Remove that doubt, fear, anxiety, embarrassment. And help us, Holy Spirit, to trust that you are the Lord, the giver of life. Lord, we call out to the Father, have mercy on us. And all of us, like Mary Magdalene, we've come to this garden searching for Christ. And he calls us by name. Because by calling us by name, he claims ownership. To call me by name is to claim ownership. Bless us. Bless those who are not with us. Guide us. You can be seated, ladies, if you like, okay? So this is Mark's gospel, talking about the healing of Christ. After crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country, and they began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. I guess I've never known that much despair, that much isolation to think, like to beg God just that I could touch the tassel. Maybe we can just spend a little bit of time and just try to imagine what was in the heart of those people. Imagine having a sick kid and you just run from countryside or village to whatever. Imagine the confusion. I hear he's here. I hear he's there. Imagine what that must have been like. And they were poor, so they probably was very violent. My kid or your kid? I want my kid. I mean, I think we have this idea that it was just perfect, right? Kid. I mean, they were probably crying out. It was probably total mayhem. So maybe we can spend a little time and just ask the Lord, Lord, what was that like? And Lord, what was in your heart as you saw their faith running from village to town and all they wanted to do is touch your cloak? Recently, when I've been praying with people, sometimes I say the word ephphatho, which is from the scripture, right? Be opened. The passage is here. I wanted to read it to you because sin sort of shuts down our senses. But on the day of the baptism, the priest says, ephphatho, be opened. And so the child can hear and can speak Christ, no? Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. Jesus took him up by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger in the man's ears, and spitting touched his tongue, and he looked up to heaven, and he groaned. And he said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately, the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone. But the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Just this last time of silence, I just want you to ask the Lord. Lord, may I always have an open ears and open heart to you. And to realize that by giving God that permission, you actually allow God's mercy. And then after, I'll spend a little time praying with you.